This goes to PACE. Fax is 989. It's capital PACE. And the fax 989-953-5801. Regarding Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N-N, like November, Palmer, P-A-L, M like Mary, E-R. Date of birth 6/12/1937. Dear sirs, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Palmer with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, chronic edema, COPD secondary to smoking, obstructive sleep apnea, and obesity. Her last visit was September 13th of 2022. Since that time, her weight is down 12 pounds, but she complains of weakness and fatigue and had a recent fall landing on her left knee. Now she has a brace and states that it is getting better, and she's feeling better now. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Chronic but stable edema. Urine is clear, no current dysuria, no cloudiness or blood, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no signs of dyspnea during the telemedicine visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight L-Dactone, 50 milligram daily. Also Lasix, 20 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday with the daily 40 milligram of Lasix. So she's 40 milligram one day and then 60 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also potassium, 20 mil equivalent once daily with the Lasix, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, temperature 97.5, pulse 64, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure is 113 over 61, weight 284 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 6th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.5. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin, 4.2. Estimated GFR is 34. Hemoglobin is 13.7. White count, 10.8 with normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable over time. 2. Hypertension, well controlled. 3. Obstructive sleep apnea with CPAP treatment. 4. Chronic leg edema. Salt and fluid restriction are recommended. And we'd like the patient to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.